with B vitamins, amino acids, zero sugar, and 4 calories. 5hourenergy.com. From Inada, maker of the Dream Wave Massage Chair, with body scanning technology and shiatsu point detection. Learn more at dreamwavechair.com.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. WCVE news analyst Jeff Shapiro, a columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us now from the Times-Dispatch for his Friday analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, the General Assembly came and went, so much for the special session. No apparent progress on the state budget.
Pace yourself and wear sensible shoes. We're going to be at this for a while. The legislature took another swing, and it is another miss. The big development here, of course, is that Governor McAuliffe put something on the table, and it was a balls-out, full-on expansion of Medicaid, which is something, of course, the House Republicans and a good number of Senate Republicans won't tolerate. What McAuliffe put on the table was a 2-year trial. It would be fully paid for by Washington, D.C. He produced a letter from some federal bureaucrats that said there would be no financial penalty if Virginia pulled the plug on this program 2 years on. The timing is really important. This would have kicked in 2015. That's a legislative election year. And clearly the governor is thinking, well, you know, the House and Senate Republicans who are balking on this would face a couple of political risks. First, there would be the conservatives within their own party who might oppose incumbents in primaries if these incumbents are seen as going wobbly on Obamacare. And then in a general election, assuming this program had been implemented and there was some success, voters would be worried about losing their health care. And others might be eager to see it expanded so that more could participate. That would put Republicans, Democrats believe, on the spot. Plus, if expansion were or were not implemented, McAuliffe's handling of this issue could drive the vote in 2017. Of course, that's when Virginians will be choosing his successor. But this is going to be a down-to-the-wire game of fiscal chicken. Of course, the health care fix is bound up in the budget, and that means this could go down to June 30th. That's the last day of the spending year and the last chance to pass a budget for the new spending year that will begin the next day.
A new Quinnipiac poll out this week shows slightly less than a majority of Virginians approve of McAuliffe's administration so far. However, something over a majority say they're optimistic about the future of his term.
Yes. New hopes accompanying a new governor. 57% say they're optimistic about McAuliffe's administration. But only 44% approve of the job he's done so far. We're talking about a governor who's been in office 10 weeks. About a quarter of the of those polls say they disapprove of McAuliffe's performance. A quarter say they're undecided. These figures would suggest several things. First of all, you know, the public is always skeptical about politicians, particularly on uncertain times. McAuliffe, I think, to some degree, remains an unknown quantity, despite all of the publicity and the probing of his affairs and interests. But this is, I think, more to the point, another reminder that he was elected governor largely because he wasn't the other guy. Ken Cuccinelli was seen as very scary. He was widely disliked. And, of course, these characteristics were magnified by the McAuliffe noise machine. He spent $35 million in that campaign, and a lot of it went into attack ads.
Last week, Governor McAuliffe formed a PAC, and a letter went out offering special access to the governor and policymakers in exchange for large donations. Now, that would seem to be embarrassing in that a former governor is on trial for engaging in that kind of activity.
This certainly recalled to some degree those Lincoln bedroom sleepovers that were organized by Terry McAuliffe's pals, Bill and Hillary Clinton, when McAuliffe was chairman of the Democratic National Committee. But many more people, particularly Republicans, said this money access, of course, is what got Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen in trouble with a federal grand jury. So, you know, what is goose? So a sauce for the goose should be sauce for the gander. McAuliffe's response to all this finally yesterday on a radio show is something that recalls Sergeant Schultz. Remember the character from that, yeah, that television comedy,
I Know Hogan? Nothing, right?
Yeah. Hogan's Heroes. Yeah. I know nothing.
Yeah.
McAuliffe is now disavowing knowledge of all this. He's faulting a young staffer and says he won't abide by the proposals.
Well, speaking of the McDonnell trial, Bob McDonnell and Maureen McDonnell want to have separate trials on these corruption charges.
Yes, this is part of a motion to dismiss submitted this week to Judge James Spencer. It is evident that the governor's defense largely hinges on what the former first lady is prepared to say, and she says she will testify in his defense, but only if there are separate trials. Clearly an attempt by the defense to somehow create the impression that the governor was not fully aware of what was going on with Johnny Williams, you know, the McDonnell family's gift in goody dispensing sugar daddy. But, you know, there's a corollary here. And, of course, if Mrs. McDonnell were to be tried separately, and this has not been decided yet, what is to prevent prosecutors from trying to cut a deal under which maybe she escapes full prosecution, but in return would be expected to testify against her governor husband?
And the Quinnipiac poll also polled Virginians on their choice, I guess one could say, in the U.S. Senate race. U.S. Senator Mark Warner running for re-election, apparently the most popular politician in Virginia, and his would-be Republican opponent suffering from a lack of name recognition, apparently.
Former Governor Warner, always likes to remind us just how popular he is. 15 percentage point lead over his presumed Republican opponent, Ed Gillespie. Warner is taking no chances. He's proposing a fix to Obamacare, since this is something that Ed Gillespie keeps emphasizing. The Gillespie strategy here is really to fully link Warner to Obama, arguing that Warner's centrist image at home is really not consistent with his liberal, that's a dirty word, voting record in the Senate. Of course, Warner's going to depict Gillespie as the D.C. fixer lobbyist, the hired gun. Interestingly enough, this is what was said about Warner when he was trying to break into politics back in 1989 as Doug Wilder's substitute campaign manager when Wilder was standing for governor.
And just briefly, the Inspector General's report on the Deeds matter came out this week, a little bit belatedly, and basically it confirms what was known, is that there are deep flaws in the Virginia mental health system.
Yes, the gaps continue in the mental health safety net. They have been closed somewhat by the legislature that recently adjourned, but there'll be a four-year study to spotlight some of the additional and evolving problems.
All right, thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us each Friday morning at this time to analyze the Virginia political news.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 10 days ago on this program,